on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. I'm Michael Lear, and this is going to be a really fun show. We're going to keep this first segment quick because we got a great interview with Eugene Santos, who's the men's basketball athletic trainer, and Jeff Hill, the assistant coach for the men's hockey team. Talking about some great stuff. We talked to Hilly about Hero of the Gut, that's also presented by Milton Cat, and what's going on with men's hockey. We talked to Eugene about a bunch of fun stuff, too. One thing to note, there's been a lot of changes with UVM Athletics schedules heading into the weekend, so check UVMAthletics.com for up-to-date information about all four sports that we've got going right now.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markin for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
All right, we're going to step aside. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, from Learfield, IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity, and remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats!
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins.
How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me.
Hey. Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kenny's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
All right, welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. Located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with assistant coach of the men's hockey team, Jeff Hill, to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. And an avid podcast listener who has not been listening as much this year. Hilly, how are you? And I'd like you to give your excuse off the bat of why this year your listenership has dropped.
The only excuse I have is that I'm not allowed to recruit anymore. So I haven't been on the road. And that's when I usually listen to the podcast. So that's my reason.
That's the only excuse. So
that's the only excuse.
So your son Logan, old is Logan now?
He's 6 weeks old.
6 weeks old. And how long until you start, you know, like, isn't that a thing? You like play music and stuff for babies. Like how long till he gets Catamount Insider?
That's a really good point. You know what? I'm going to do that tonight.
Is it going to be your voice?
No, not tonight. No, not my voice. I'm gonna play one of the ones that I've missed.
All right, cool.
Because I've missed several.
All right,
so that'll be our bedtime routine. How
about
that?
If you could take a video of that, and send it to me.
I can do that.
Fantastic.
I can do that.
It's going all over the internet. All right, Coach. Well, a ton to get to. Let's start with Hero of the Gut. So it's something that we're trying to promote right now because it's not a new initiative, but it's something that you've been a part of, and it's very much different this year. For people that don't know about the Hero of the Gut, that is something that Milton Cat helps us put together. Can you explain a little bit about the history of Hero of the Gut and then get into this year with it a little bit?
For sure. Yeah. I got the idea for Hero of the Gut. I was actually at Jamie Seifer's last game, and when he retired from hockey 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, whatever it was at this point, in Utica. And he, just seeing the impact he had with all of the veterans in that town, in his short time there, and the impact he had and the impact that they had on him, I wanted to kind of recreate that here. And we have such a great veteran presence here in Burlington, in Vermont in general, but you know, right here with National Guard and everything here, I wanted to try to bring that here. And you know, me personally, I have, you know, I grew up, both my grandfathers served, my uncle served. It's important to me, and so I just wanted to try to meet the people that are in our community, and then give back to the people that are in our community. And obviously, it's different this year, but when you see, you know, 4,000 people up on their feet cheering for that one service member that's on the ice, it's pretty special. Everything stops. And I think that was the loudest our building's been, in the game, you know, and, so it was really special to me to start last year, and obviously with the help of Learfield and Milton Cat and everybody getting that thing going, it was awesome.
So one thing that's different about this year that I thought was really cool, and I know you've been a part of too, is it's extending beyond just veterans to essential workers and anybody who's been important to this community over the last 10 months or so of this pandemic. Why was that important to extend the Hero that got a little bit wider this year?
Yeah, that was Nora King's idea, and I thought it was an awesome idea. I think everybody that was involved in this initiative was on board with it right away. Obviously, our frontline workers, our nurses, our healthcare workers, everybody that's been so important to our community and keeping our you know, families and friends healthy and safe throughout this time. It'll be great to be able to recognize them as well. And obviously, you know, it started off as a military thing, but I think there's no better opportunity than this one to really honor those who are helping our community in the present.
So I hate this phrase, but I know a lot of things are different this year across everywhere. But the biggest difference for you right now is this coaching staff that is entirely new, and you guys have a bunch of new players and all that. But can you give us the bird's eye view from your perspective of what it's been like to be with an entirely new staff in the same place you've been for a while?
It's been great. It's been great. There's to get different perspectives on things. And obviously when you have Mark Stewart and Todd Woodcroft and Mike Babcock in the room together, and the amount of, you know, the combined NHL games that they have, just the experience that they have in different perspectives on things is incredible. And then, you know, add Steve Wheeler, who is, you know, globally connected, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, and to learn from him. He's obviously a penalty kill specialist and works with our defensemen. He's been unbelievable to learn from. And then, you know, Eric Ellens is in our office every single day now. And that was that's a change. He wasn't, you know, he's a student, but he's he does so much for us. So I think that's changed. It's been a little bit more of a, in my opinion, like a collective unit, so to speak, where we collaborate a lot and just learn from each other. And it's, you know, at the same time, you know, that I get to learn from those guys, I know this place better than they do. So they lean on me for that type of stuff. And it's a pretty we work pretty well together in sync, I think. It's and we're still learning each other and learning how to work together and what each other's strengths are and personalities and all that stuff. So that's the fun part for sure.
Fans are really excited about Mike Babcock. I mean, they're really excited about this entire staff, obviously, but you can't see that name and not think about everything that goes with it.
Yeah.
What's that been like for you? What was it like when you found out you were going to be working with Mike Babcock and then to be a part of that? What have you learned from him?
Yeah, it's incredible. He, you know what? The best thing about Mike is that he's all in with this. And he obviously is in Michigan for most of the time. He comes here, you know, once a month. And, you know, he was here with us, our weekend series against Maine. And when I say all in, I mean, he literally, we send him practice every single day right after practice. And we have, you know, 5 pages of notes every single day. And that's how invested he is in our team, and trying to help us as coaches and help the players. Obviously it's incredible. And the amount that I've been able to learn in the short time you're with him is incredible.
We're going to take a break with Hilly and come right back with more from Jeff in just a few minutes. You're listening to Catamount Insider presented by Milton Catt from Learfield, IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%. Or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our easy transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown employee-owned pharmacy.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC. It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're with Jeff Hill, the assistant coach of the men's hockey team. Turning the page and talking a little bit more about the team specifically. What have you guys taken away from the first 5 weeks of the season, and what does this team look like to you right now?
I think what we've learned is that we need consistency with our guys, and we're starting to get it. You know, we had an opportunity last weekend to take four points in 4 out of 6 games, right?
And we, to be honest, I've struggled with saying that. I've tried to say it a couple of times this week and I can't say it.
So we had an opportunity, and we hopefully we learn from that, and that we need to bring it every single day. And I talked about it, I think, on our last, I think it was our last post game on last Saturday or whatever, Sunday, whatever it was. That's what we were missing. And guys need to learn how to do that, because we are starting to get the details. We are starting to create our foundation, create our structure. It's just trying to do that on a consistent basis. That's what we're struggling with right now. And I think, you know, obviously we learned a little bit about that against Providence, and now we did it again against Maine. So hopefully the guys will start to really buy into that. Like, it's got to be an everyday thing.
So how about your goalies? And I know that you, for the most part, take care of the entire goalie coaching side of things. Tell me about each of them, what they do differently, and how that's going to work throughout the season.
Yeah, for sure. So start with Tyler. Tyler's been a guy who, he sat behind Steph Lekas for 3 years, to the point where he's got an extra year of eligibility because Steph played every single minute of every single game 1 year. And he's a kid who I think has the ability to be an elite goalie in our league. He's been given the opportunity now, and he's shown us that he can do it. And now for him, same thing, I think the consistency and just trying to do that on a regular basis and bring that every night. And he's got the ability, and now it's, you know, he hasn't had to play back-to-back games in his whole career, right? So now he's learning how to do that, and I think he's getting there, just understanding how to be a pro and how to be a starter, how to be the guy who needs to play those minutes. And then Gabe Carrier, he's come in relief twice now. And unfortunately, we weren't playing great in front of Tyler a couple times. So I had to make a decision for the team to put Gabe in. And he's been awesome. He's kind of, your prototypical, in my mind, like a prototypical pro-style goalie in terms of his poise, his control, his calmness that he brings. And now just from there, just building on a little bit of his foundation and just, you know, his explosiveness and his skating and recoveries and things like that, that we can all, you know, can get better and can improve. But he's got that, he's got something that it's really tough to teach is that poise, and that control. So, I'm really excited to see what he brings for, you know, the present, but also the future as well. And then Matt Beck, what can't you say about him? Like he's an incredible teammate. This guy works harder than anybody on our team, and knows he's not being rewarded for it by playing time. And that's a really tough thing to do. And I think he's earned the respect out of every single person on the team, every single staff member, and at the same time continues to get better every single day too. You know, I think he probably doesn't think his name's going to be called, but he's still putting in that work, and that says a lot about his character and as a person, as a teammate, and ultimately will make him really appreciate his time here. I know that. And you know, he gets two goalie sessions a week. He's in on video sessions. He's as much into it as anybody. So, yeah, there's a lot of positives to say about Mac Beck for sure.
And you and I have talked at length to think about all the guys who have been here for a while, but I know that with new guys, or whether they're first year or not, a lot of the new guys on this team are guys that you've had relationships with for a while. Tell us a little bit about them, this new group of people, whether they're from the previous recruiting cycles or if they're really new to the program now.
In terms of our recruits and stuff like that?
Yeah, the guys who are currently here. Yeah, like all these first-year guys.
Yeah, these first-year guys. It's a really good group, actually. I think you talk to our leadership group, and you know, especially early on when all they had was each other, and they still only have each other. They're with each other all the time. And every one of the leaders, you know, when we're just checking in on them, seeing how things are going, every single one of them says this is one of the best freshman classes they've seen here. And not just only on the ice, but just as people and how they are in the locker room and what they are as, you know, as teammates and everything. It's been really good to hear that. I think they're all awesome kids. There's some personality in there too, which is great.
A lot of energy.
And obviously we have some young guys too, which we haven't had in a while. We haven't had, you know, we've been typically one of the older teams. And now we've brought our averages down with guys like Dovar and Ray Vitalins. And, you know, that's been kind of nice to see. We haven't been the guys with the 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds. And now we have some of those guys that are, you know, a bit more of a higher end talent. And, it's nice to get that youth in the program for sure.
So what's that like being I know you didn't have that experience, but what's being a 17, 18-year-old like in college hockey when you're playing against 23, 24-year-olds every night?
I can't imagine, man. I was, you know, early on when we had Dovar and Esposito playing together, Espo brought out the fact that he's 7 years older than his line mate.
Jeez.
Like it's kind of, it must
that rarely
be,
happens in the NHL.
No kidding. I mean, no kidding. It must be intimidating, but, to, our veterans credit and to Dovar's credit and, you know, Ray's credit, I think they handle that so well. And you guys heard Dovar's, you know, in the press conference last week leading up to our main series. You can see how mature he is for a 17-year-old. I can tell you I was a junior in high school. Like I don't think I was that well-spoken or...
I was getting yelled at by my mom every day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I couldn't do a press conference when I was 17.
Exactly. So, I mean, you see the type of maturity he has, and that he is, you know, for him to come in early, it was the right decision for him and everything. And then, you know, for our our leadership group and for the older guys who are 23, 24 years old, to be able to take him under his wing and under their wing and help him. You know, like yesterday after practice, Tristan Mullen, our transfer from Cornell, who's a man, like he's a legit man out there. He grabbed Ovar and said, "Hey, let's go in the corner and battle for a little while after practice for 5 minutes." And so like, that's the type of things that we have in our program, is that culture. Obviously that was a great injection of culture from Tristan to come into our program late. But that's what we're seeing every day, which is awesome to see. And then, you know what, when Dovar becomes a junior, senior, now he's going to take that young stud in and be able to help him too, because he's being led the right way by the guys that are ahead of him.
That sounds like when my older cousins would be like, "Hey, let's go play basketball outside." I'd get dunked on and dunked on. And no offense to Dovar's talent. I'm sure it was a great battle between him and Tristan.
But for sure.
It's such a big difference.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, so last thing for you. What are you most excited about for the rest of this year? I mean, even just going ahead to Merrimack this weekend, what are you looking forward to right now?
I think the growth of our team, in both the locker room and like the foundation, the culture, the what we're trying to build here. I'm really excited to see that continue to grow, because we're seeing great strides. And then just the growth on the ice and the guys buying in and understanding what we're doing. Like, there's a lot of new stuff that the guys are having to learn. And I know we had 3.5 months of, a quote unquote training camp, but it's a lot of new stuff and it's a lot of information. So I think they're starting to get it. I think they're starting to come together with it. And I think it's exciting to see the growth on a daily basis, and then you can see it on a weekly basis, and now it's just all tying that in together. And I want to see what it looks like when we have a full 120-minute weekend, and that's I think the most exciting thing for me is to see the growth. And I mean, that's why we coach, right? Like, we want to see the guys get better, and we want to see them improve every day, and our guys are doing that. And I think if you ask every one of them, they know that from day one to day whatever this is, they've gotten better. They've learned a ton. They've gotten more confident. They've gotten stronger, and they've gotten better on the ice. And that's, I think, the biggest thing that we can call a success is seeing growth. And that's what I'm excited to continue to see for sure.
All right, Coach. Looking forward to seeing that as well. Thanks for doing this. We'll get you on again later.
My pleasure. I promise I will listen. I will
backtrack.
Yeah, Logan's gonna. And we're gonna listen to the previous 9 that I missed. Or 8 I missed. I apologize for that.
It's okay. It's all right.
And I'll get back on track, I promise.
Good. This is Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
There are things you can't say in a tweet, and things you can't do with an app. When someone you love is sick, when you're not feeling well yourself, the very best medicine is someone who cares. Kenny Drugs.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distant zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
All right, welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with Eugene Santos, who's the athletic trainer for the men's basketball team and fills in a whole bunch of different ways around campus as well. So, Gino, finally getting you on the show, man. Excited to have you and talk hoops and life and all that stuff. So, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having me on.
So, why don't you start off just kind of introducing yourself. Tell us where you're from, what your background is, and how you ended up at UVM.
Yeah. So I'm from New Jersey originally. People in my office kind of give me a hard time for maybe not admitting that all the time, but I think I like to be Jersey proud. You know, I'm a Jersey boy at heart. So grew up in Jersey, went to school in Connecticut at Quinnipiac, made my way down to Kentucky for grad school as a GA for a GA position at Eastern Kentucky. And you know, at that point, got into athletic training, was finishing a master's, looking for a job and trying to, you know, be an athletic trainer in Vermont, kind of, you know, worked out and, you know, things happened in mysterious ways, you know, an opportunity called and going into my seventh year later, here I am. So it's been a good ride. And it was interesting. You know, I tried looking to come back to the East Coast and be somewhat near family. And this was a great opportunity.
So when you were a kid or whenever you decided to take this route, why was it athletic training? Were you always a sports guy growing up?
Yeah, I was. You know, an athlete in all sorts of different sports, you know, despite what people may believe these days. you know, I grew up playing a lot of sports. I always had, like, an interest in medicine. I really did. I had an interest in doing something in the medical field. And, you know, I mean, we've all been through it when you're going through that phase, like, right before college where you're, like, am I applying to the right thing? Am I getting into the right thing? I didn't know much about athletic training. I had known a couple of athletic trainers through high school that had kind of talked to me about it, but you know, I didn't know much. I was pretty naive, and I was debating like international business or things like that. And you know, and then as I got closer, I was like, you know, I do want to do something in the medical field, and athletic training, sports medicine, kind of found the perfect niche for it. And I just went for it and realized, you know, I really enjoy doing this. I love being around sports. It's fun. I'm a healthcare provider. It kind of was a unique lifestyle too. And that was something that I was really interested in.
So what were your first athletic training experiences like? Like I've been around all the teams at UVM and you see these students that get to work with you and Boehner and everybody in the department. But what were some of your first experiences like as a student?
Yeah, you know, I was actually pretty fortunate. I'm not going to lie. You know what? When I talk to some old classmates and stuff, you know, we go back and I realize like I didn't know much going through it. You know, like I didn't know what field I wanted to work in. Like, did I want to work with a specific sport? Obviously there's sports people kind of enjoy individually, but I was pretty fortunate with the opportunities that I got. The one that sticks out to me is kind of my experience as a student working with women's lacrosse. I'd come off of a rotation working Yale football, which was great. Actually, like that's probably where like a lot of this interest started and kind of feeling like, okay, I feel like I can do this and got some independence and stuff. But then going into the spring of my junior year, working with a women's lacrosse team was interesting to me because I'd come off a rotation where I was feeling really good, had a lot of experience. I was working with someone who was a GA at the time, so had classes and things. So a lot of it kind of fell onto me, and I got to build a good relationship with the coach, the staff, the team, and kind of feel like, okay, this is a test of like, can I do this on my own, right? Is this something without having that person right there, is this something I can do? And work with a coach that, you know, the people that had been challenging at times, but like in a good way, you know, like we were a successful team that year. And for me, it was the experience that I needed. And that carried into then being able to work with hockey my senior year and get a full year experience there and continue to build that autonomy. And that, like, in going through that, something I try to give to our students now as much as we can, you know, it's like each situation is a little different. Each university is a little different with setups and stuff, but I was pretty fortunate in the experiences that I had. And that kind of helped shape me a little bit to, you know, the independent clinician that I became. And it's all learning, right? It's all like, you know, you always have these moments as you go through it. Like, you know, I remember going into the football rotation, not knowing much, being scared, right? And then finding, okay, well, I got to trust myself a little bit, have a little confidence. And then, you know, feel good with that. And you go into your next thing where it's a little more responsibility and you're like, whoa, okay, I got to learn more. And as going through a lot of the experiences as a student was actually really good because it taught me to really be open to just, you know, I don't know anything. I have to learn everything. And I don't mean book stuff. It's like, you know, as you're going through it, it's all the intangible things that you learn about the profession. And it was a lot of learning that really kind of learning that mindset, which I think really helped shape a lot of things, you know, for the future.
So when you're doing all those sports, like you start with football, you go to lacrosse, then you're with hockey, now you're with basketball. Is it the same job or are the sports drastically different as far as what your role is and how it changes your daily life?
You know, from a medical standpoint, it's similar, right? You see injuries, you see across all these sports, you see a lot of similar injuries. Now, does the extent of injuries change? You know, is certain sports lean more towards like emergency care? Sure. You know, like in grad school, I mean, I worked with tennis players. I mean, really kind of the gamut of sports, which was great. But like, you know, I spent a lot of time with baseball and, you know, obviously a lot of shoulder elbow stuff. Right. But to that, I'm looking at the entire body. Like I did a lot of things like that. And it's a lot of planning and okay, how, you know, what are programs we're providing for long-term success, things like that. And, you know, then you come to basketball and there's a lot more contact, right? You're dealing with, you see a lot of things that you wouldn't see with baseball. You have a lot of foot, ankle type injuries. Hockey, obviously you have a lot of different components. You're a lot more emergency management. You know, you're wearing blades on your feet, right? Like there's a lot of things that definitely come into play. But from that standpoint, the job's pretty similar. You know, now there's culture differences. Each sport has a unique culture around itself, right? So you adapt to be within that culture. How can you provide to that culture basically, right? And you learn from it. Like, you know, I appreciate kind of the differences of each group I've been around. You know, it's
you like when a hockey player gets six of his teeth knocked out and is like, no, I'm good. I'll go. And you're like, hang on.
You know, and honestly, it comes down to like a more personal level too, not even just the actual sport itself or a kid's tough or not. I mean, everyone, you know, every sport, each kid's trying to be out there and do the best they can. But you get to know these people, you get to know kind of where they come from, you know, like I fight, you know, with hockey, find myself falling into that Canadian dialect and I'm like, I'm from New Jersey. I should be sounding like I'm from the Sopranos or something, you know? And it's like, and it changes, you know, but it's like, that's the fun piece of it. Right. And that's the biggest difference. Like there are differences, you know, and you have to understand the sport, right. The demands of each sport, like, you know, guys tease me on the team now where like when I'm doing rehab later stages, like I'm hitting guys with a pad, I'm making them, rebound and like box me out and do things. And yeah, you know, it's fun for me, but like, what are the demands that they have to meet to be out there safely? So like, I have to understand the basketball and what those physical demands are, right? For football, it's, you know, what's the position like? What's the demand for that? Hockey, can they skate? Are you testing them out, right? What are the physical demands of putting a skate on and having to go linear and then cut and pivot and do all those types of things, right? And then, you know, some of the other field sports, it's different. Like, you got to understand that sport. And, you know, there's always a bit of a learning curve unless you've played, unless you've been around it a lot. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's all, there's a lot of similarity.
We're going to step aside with Eugene and be right back for more with him in just a little bit. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their...
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right...
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for six.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun.
We're back with Eugene Santos, the athletic trainer for men's basketball right now, but a whole bunch of other sports as well. Continuing that conversation from the last segment.
So what about with coaches? I imagine that your relationship with the coaching staff and probably the head coach more than anybody is super important, but how do you develop that relationship? I know you've been with men's basketball for a while now, but when you meet a coach and you have to start that relationship from scratch and earn the trust and really let that coach trust you, how does that all work? And what have you had with those experiences at UVM especially?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate. Like, I'm going into my seventh year here, right? And it's... You know, I've been fortunate to have some stability and longevity with the same group of coaches, right? And every year, things continue to adapt, right? We learn each other better. Things change. Our circumstances around us change, right? So it's having that open line of communication. It's having that dialogue. It's, you know, and a lot of it's listening. That's the biggest thing is, you kind of hinted on it. Building that trust, right, and establishing that relationship comes down to listening sometimes and learning that communication style, right? Throughout, you know, my career, I guess, for as short as it's been to a certain degree, you know, the coaches I've worked with, it's trying to understand where they're coming from and then providing my insight, right? It's understanding some of those things and, you know, and you learn it over time. Like, you know, each person's been a little different. The styles of communication with different coaches are different. And you have to learn and adapt that. And right away, there's always growing pains, right? There's always an understanding of, okay, you're trying to learn each person, understand how one person's system goes and how you fit into that. And also what my style is like. Everyone's learning kind of what my style can be and then how do you merge those two things together. And over time, the communication is really important, you know, and I continued to learn that early on was, you know, how do I have to adapt my communication style to fit things? What are the needs of the team, of the coaching staff, of individual coaches? What's that reporting line look like? And continue to grow and adapt towards that. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to listening, you know, being concise and just adapting my communication style. But also, you know, you have to realize like the importance of what that means to everything, right? Like having that relationship super important. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have a good relationship, develop that relationship and, you know, continue to be a part of things here at the university with all the teams I work with, right? Where you feel like you have that trust with the coaches. You can have open, direct conversations. And I think that's the biggest piece, right? We're in a role where we're going to be the bad guy a lot of the times, but you have to accept that. You can't be afraid of that because that's what needs to be said. And as long as you can be upfront about that, be direct, and accept you're going to be the bad guy, then like it's not on us. There's just bad things that happen that we have to communicate about. And that's really where some of that falls into. A little bit's getting outside yourself.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean getting outside yourself?
Like, you know, in this profession, a lot of times, again, we're working with things where bad things happen, right? Star players get hurt. You know, your best runner on the team is dealing with something. Well, you know, I can't take that on personally, but a lot of times we do. But as you're communicating, it's not, you know, you can feel at times like, oh, well, shoot the messenger type of thing, but it's not. You know, I think, and for people who are young, it becomes, oh man, now I have to say this, right? I'm now in a position where I'm this bad guy saying this about something that may carry a lot of weight. But, you know, that's, I guess, get outside yourself, meaning like, you're doing this for the student athlete at first and foremost, right? You're in a role to help support them, put them in safe positions to be successful. But also like there's a bigger thing with the team, with the coaching staff, there's planning, there's all sorts of aspects that go on that it doesn't come down to me being a bad guy. It's just communicating that and then dealing with it and having a plan and making sure you develop that plan, know what that plan is. And that allows that relationship to kind of continue to grow and be important, and everyone begins to trust each other knowing that everyone has the same goal in mind, that I'm not worried about what people might think about me saying a bad message, right? I think it's kind of a unique way to think about it, but like it's, you know, I think a lot of times we're in a position where nothing's about us and we like that to a lot of degrees, but you train yourself to realize it's not, you know, it's not about us.
Sometimes you have to give bad news. Well, rarely are you giving great news. I mean, every once in a while you come out with great news, but it's a lot of bad news and you have to decide how to deal with that at the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and just realize there's a greater good, right? We're all fighting for the same thing. Everyone wants to be successful as a team, as a group, as a unit, you know, amongst our own staff. We're trying to be successful, do the best we can, continue to grow, continue to learn. And, you know, realize, like being a part of something bigger is, I think, what we all want to do. We get into this for those reasons, to see kids succeed, to be a part of, you know, special groups of kids and hope that they can succeed in some way, shape, or form, right? Whatever that success is for them, you want to be kind of an agent to allow them to be able to do that, given our role.
So when you talk about learning and getting better and all that, how do athletic trainers or you yourself improve over time? I feel like to outsiders, it's like you go to school for a really long time, then you become an athletic trainer and you're an athletic trainer. But what kind of development do you go through, as you said, in your young career? How do you get better as time goes on?
So there's a couple of ways to do it, right? Simply, we have to maintain our certification, licensing and stuff. We have to continue doing continuing ed credits, basically. So we take courses, we go to seminars, conferences, you know, different speakers and stuff that we can get, I'll say, continuing education credits for. We have to get a mandatory amount every 2 years. Like, we have to report these things and continue that education. So flatly, that's part of it. You know, the other piece is like building a community around you of people you can go to, right? So, you know, with Boehner, you know, hey, Matt, you know, what's your thought on this? Have you seen a little bit of this? And some of it's like internally, right? Talking with Dr. Lunzer, our staff, like in my office here, there's three other people. So we share a lot of ideas. We learn from each other. We all have unique skill sets that we share with each other. You know, as a student before I had funding available and had, you know, CEU credits I needed to get. You know, a lot of what I learned from my skill set and continue to learn was from just the people around me. And, you know, utilizing those resources is really important. And then on the other side, it's taking these courses, right? Finding interest, developing what's your skill set, what's your clinical identity, because there's so many things out there, right? And what's an avenue I want to go down that's going to be beneficial for what I'm doing in my job? What's going to be beneficial moving forward? What's going to set me up to have maybe a unique skill set as I develop as a professional? And those are things you look at. You look at what your funding is like and available. And, you know, I'm pretty fortunate here to have support through the university and be able to do some really cool things. And that's how we continue to grow. You know, as a staff, we're always talking about what else can we do? What's something that may benefit the staff, but then individually, hey, what would be good for you? What's unique for you? What's an interest you may have? You know, okay, we've done a lot of these things. What's on the forefront of medicine? You know, we go to America East puts on a health and safety summit every year, and we've learned a lot from there. You know, we were at Binghamton one year, and there's a lot of concussion discussion about the professionals in that area, and they have a great setup and a lot of people, a lot of good resources that we were able to learn from. And you know, I think that's really important. Is I remember learning a lot of stuff when I went to Boston for a seminar, and then I took a course on low back evaluation management. You know, I'd seen a lot of stuff like that where I was like, you know, I feel like I can sharpen my skills in this area. So I look for a course and something that may be beneficial for what I'm trying to do daily, and then set me up down the road.
I think a lot of people, I mean, I know you covered a lot of sports, as you said, but the one that's going on right now is men's basketball. And you've been so intertwined with that program, and we know just by watching how tight that group is on the bench and in the locker room and all that stuff. But can you give us some kind of look into that locker room and where you fit as far as building that culture and being a part of a culture that's just been so good for so long?
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of that starts before I get here, right? That's in place. I came in and was able to find and learn what my role within that is, you know, and a lot of it's accountability. Everyone holds each other accountable and recognizes in order to succeed, we all have to do our jobs at a high level. And that's everyone, right? That's coaching staff individually on down through, like, everybody that has a role, understand your role and kind of do your role to the best of your ability. And that's, you know, that's a big piece of it is, you know, in being a part of that. You know, the locker room, it's a funny thing. You know, we have a great group of kids, and we've been fortunate over the years to have really good groups of kids. And, you know, everyone appreciates what everyone does, no matter what that role is, right? From managers, strength and conditioning, myself, coaching staff, the work that goes in. I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things for everyone, and everyone recognizes those roles individually and what work is being done and appreciates it, you know, and then that builds to an accountability where you can hold each other accountable to continue to want to get better. And it's learning people individually, you know. I learn with any team I work with, you learn the kids individually, get to know a little bit about them. And, you know, and then that brews conversation and you know, for the locker room, I guess, using that as just a term of what that culture is like, you know, it's funny, it's unique. It's everyone, you know, over the years we've seen kids talk about building businesses and now they're off doing those businesses. You know, you see talk about, you know, stock trading in the locker room, and there's a lot of funny things that happen, and it's like, it's just unique. You know, it's unique, it's fun to be a part of, and you try to provide any sense of humor or whatever, you know, you put your own personality into it, and that makes it special.
So I like asking everybody this question, but I feel like you especially, you told me why you got into this field and all that and how you got into it and what you've been doing, but why do you still do it? Why do you like coming to work every day and doing what you do? What drives you to keep going?
You know, it's interesting because I think for a lot of people, COVID has obviously changed roles and changed kind of like lifestyle, but it's always a challenge. And I think everyone, especially as an athletic trainer, we love the challenge, right? We love the how unpredictable things are. We love how every day is a little different, right? It's not a 9-to-5 thing, for better and for worse. You know, there's days where it's a lot lighter, right? Like, I can come in later, I can leave earlier. I'm not stuck to that rigidity. But at the same time, yeah, there's days you're putting in 12, 13-hour days and you don't even think twice about it. Or, you know, you don't have a day off for 6 months. But there's, there's ebb and flow throughout the year, but you love the challenge, right? We're fortunate with, especially with everything going on in the world. Like, I get to come watch sports every day, right? I get to come watch sports. I get to be around people who are friendly, that are energetic. You know, I get to wear shorts every day of the year, right? Like, I'm inside. I was gonna say,
I literally get to watch sports, but I don't get to wear shorts. So we'll take it straight.
It's like, it's kind of fun like that. I get to see competition. You know, we're competitive people too. So that being competitive, like, we're in an environment where there's competition all the way around, right? Like, we're all trying to be successful, find, you know, get better at our craft, I guess, sharpen things up. And you know, it's really addicting. I will say, this profession, I've had a lot of time to think about it. This profession's really addicting. There's times where it's like, man, you know, every job has pros and cons, you know, and there's times where it's like, oh, the lifestyle really takes a toll on you. You know, there's a lot of things where you're like, man, this can be really tough and really stressful. But then, you know, you're on a bus, you're at a game, you're in the locker room, there's all these little things that it brings you right back, and you really miss it. You know, I've joked with a lot of people where, especially recently, where it's like, you know, the profession's almost like it's an addiction. You love the highs, you kind of grow to really appreciate the lows, and everything in between is just a lot of fun. And then you realize, like, look what I get to do, right? Like, look what I get to do for a living. I get to be around a lot of fun people. I get to be around sports, something that there's always growth. There's always challenges, right? And there's always ways to try to overcome. And that's not being stagnant is really important. I think for me personally, that's what drives it, right? It's every day trying to, how can we get better? How can we do this? There's going to be challenges today that I don't know about yet, but I got to face them head on. And that's fun.
All right. Well, we're about to let you go get to those challenges that are ahead of you today. Anything else you want to get in before we wrap up here?
I appreciate the time to be on here. You know, it's a fun conversation. I think, it's exciting. You know, it's an exciting time around the department, around the campus. And now with a lot more sports going, we're looking to see people coming back and, you know, keep working on seeing what Catamount Country gets to do this year. You know, it's been a challenging year, but it's a lot of fun. I know everyone's up for the challenge, and we'll keep grinding on, and hopefully keep putting some wins in that column, you know, for every team. It'll be fun to see some smiling faces back here.
All right, man. Thanks so much, Gino, for doing this, and we'll get you on some other time. This was fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you in a bit.
This is Catamount Insider from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's ceresremedies.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to